Being in the great outdoors isn't just about discovering the wonder of the world. It's about discovering who we are.
That we can make a difference. Some think that teenagers only worry about themselves. But as scouts, we have pledged to think differently. We put others first, and we give.
Calvin Coolidge, the 30th president of the United States, said,
"No person is ever honored for what he receives. Honor is always the reward for what he gives."
That giving is what makes a scout an honorable man.
And for 100 years, the Boy Scouts of America have produced such men. Almost everywhere we look, in every walk of life, there are men of honor who began just like we are, as scouts, like baseball's all-time strikeout leader, Nolan Ryan, who has devoted his time and life to helping young people.
Or Dr. William DeVries, who implanted the first artificial heart and now gives his time and energy mentoring young medical students.
And remember actor Jimmy Stewart? He showed the world the goodness of ordinary men and made great advances in public education.
There were soldiers like Robert Miller, who gave his life and to ensure the peace and security of his comrades, and ultimately, his nation.
And John Glenn, astronaut and senator. As the first man to orbit the Earth, he inspired a nation, and then later led his country in the United States Senate.
These and thousands more like them are men of honor because they gave. And by what they have given, they have built a bridge for us.
An old man going a lone highway came at the evening, cold and gray, to a chasm, vast, deep, and wide, through which was flowing a sullen tide.
The old man crossed in the twilight dim. The sullen stream had no fears for him, but he turned when safe on the other side and built a bridge to span the tide.
Old man,
said a fellow pilgrim near,
you're wasting strength with building here. Your journey will end with the ending day. You never again must pass this way. You have crossed the chasm deep and wide. Why build you the bridge at the eventide?
The builder lifted his old gray head.
Good friend, in the path I have come,
he said,
there followeth after me today a youth whose feet must pass this way. This chasm that has been not for me, to that fair-haired youth may a pitfall be. He too must cross in the twilight dim. Good friend, I am building the bridge for him.